This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl,
Jay,
and Ian.
And we ever so briefly teased the story out of Fort Collins, Colorado, where some women decided to go to court because the city or town, I'm not sure exactly how they're structured there in Fort Collins.
It's a city.
But there was an ordinance saying that women were not allowed to walk around without a top in public. So some women filed a suit, and, well, they are successful.
Excellent.
Story from the Denver Post from actually late February. But I just saw this earlier today, and it was one of those things to where some sort of clickbaity site had picked up the article, and I was like, all right, let me find an actual news article. Fort Collins women are now free to walk down the street without a shirt on, not that they necessarily plan to.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. District Court Judge R. Brooke Jackson granted an injunction halting a Fort Collins ordinance that prohibited women from showing their breasts in public, saying it discriminated against women and perpetuated stereotypes that sexualized the female breast. Jackson wrote in part, "I find that the ordinance discriminates against women based on their generalized notion that regardless of a woman's intent, the exposure of her breast in public or even in her private home, if viewable by the public, is necessarily a sexualized act. Thus, it perpetuates a stereotype ingrained in our society that female breasts are primarily objects of sexual desire, whereas male breasts are not."
Which is ridiculous. I mean, there are plenty of people, both female and male, who are attracted to a topless male, right? Like a man in good shape with the six-pack abs and ripped up.
If Tom Brady were walking around without a shirt, guarantee there would be some women that,
Tom Brady!
Yeah. But mind you, that doesn't mean that I'm suggesting that men should be forced to put a shirt on.
Correct.
If that is what you think about someone who is of the same or the opposite sex, then that's all in your head. What you're assigning to the meaning of somebody being without a shirt, you're the one who's creating that, not necessarily that person. They just might be hot.
Right.
They wanted to take off their shirt. It's a hot day.
And, you know, one thing that I always find sort of humorous is the people that will say, if we allow women to walk around without shirts, it'll be the downfall of Western civilization.
Huh?
But isn't Europe also considered to be part of Western civilization?
Well, generally, probably not to those people. The people that would say that.
Yeah, I haven't even really heard anybody say that, but that's
they would probably
ridiculous.
Say that Europe is, degeneracy or whatever.
Right, but, Greece is generally considered to be, the birthplace of Western civilization.
Sure. No, I would
agree with
you.
Greece is in Europe.
Yes.
It's fairly common throughout Europe for, women to be allowed to walk around without a top on.
You can walk fully naked in a lot of places, as I understand it.
And, Brazil, in the Americas,
mm-hmm.
More west than Europe, definitely. Brazil, it's acceptable for women to walk around without a shirt on. It just seems to be, and I'm convinced that it's because of the puritanical origins of the United States.
Sure.
That, any perceived nudity is automatically frowned upon and automatically deemed to be pornographic.
I'm convinced it's because psychopaths have a platform that we know is government, and they just want to control people. So somebody is somebody years ago involved in government that wants to control women and just control freak of psychopaths. Like, we need to have this legislation that women, can't, or they adopt it because but it was definitely a psychopath who came up with it, I am almost sure.
Well, this is a know-it-all, somebody who wanted to force their beliefs about what people
right.
should look like.
Some kind of Puritan.
And it goes all the way back to, you know, back when you had to actually have full covering on at the beach. I mean, so it used to be very, very restrictive
yes.
in the past. And if I'm recalling the history correctly, and I don't know if the story that you have gets into it, but it was actually men who fought to get the right to go topless at one point. And they were successful at that.
Yes.
So, you know, this has been a long struggle for the, you know, the human right of self-expression in the way of not having clothes on. You know, you generally have the freedom to express yourself with whatever clothes that you want. You know, given the circumstances, given that you're on your own private property or in public for the most part.
Right.
But removing those clothes has always been this very difficult process where people had to get arrested and, you know, put their freedom on the line.
Yes. The article continues. It says, although the case has not actually finished, Jackson wrote that he would grant the injunction in part because he believes he will ultimately find that the ordinance does violate the Equal Protection Clause. City Attorney Kerry Daggett said in a statement that the city will review the judge's decision and consider their next steps.
So this was district court? I missed that.
U.S. District
yeah,
Court.
Okay.
Attorney Daggett says, while the judge has acknowledged the other cases upholding similar laws, he concluded he is likely to find the city's restriction on female toplessness in public is based on an impermissible gender stereotype that results in a form of gender-based discrimination. Denver civil rights attorney David Lane, who argued against the ordinance, was not surprised by the decision. He says it makes great sense. Any statute that has the words in it, women are prohibited from, is almost certainly unconstitutional.
Yeah, clearly discrimination right there.
And Amanda Bolden, state representative here in New Hampshire, she made a similar argument before a legislative committee when they were trying to actually make a statewide ban on exposure of a female nipple.
Which didn't fly. It
correct.
Didn't go through.
On November 3rd, 2015, the city of Fort Collins enacted an ordinance that prohibited females over the age of 10 from exposing their breasts from below the top of the areola in public or on private property if it could be viewed by someone who was on public property.
Now, isn't that the strangest thing that somebody would put in a restriction on the age? I mean, because if we're supposed to believe that the female breast is sexual, wouldn't you want to restrict the, like, pedophile perverts from seeing children topless? I mean, if a set of breasts, you know, if there's some sort of heft to them, is going to turn some people on.
Well, some guys like women with small breasts.
Right, so why
some
not?
Guys like feet. Should yeah. we criminalize the exposure of feet in public?
Yeah, why not just go ahead and ban all children from, you know, exposing
no their breasts? No skin can be viewed by anyone in public.
That's how it used to be. For the most part.
Everybody has to walk around in something akin to a burqa
yeah.
or a scuba suit at all times.
Well, these Puritans are more similar to the extreme Muslims that they don't like than they want to admit.
Yes, and I think that's why Jay calls them the jihadist Republicans.
Right.
The article continues. The ordinance exempted women who were breastfeeding. So if you were breastfeeding, it's okay if your nipple is accidentally seen momentarily. Someone who violated the ordinance could be fined up to $2,650 or incarcerated for 180 days.
I guarantee you that you can find some sort of subculture of, you know, perversion of men who are into women who breastfeed. I bet you that's out there.
Oh, I'm sure.
You
yeah,
know, what is it,
sure
Rule 34, if you can
yeah.
imagine it, there's porn of it. I bet you that's out there. So why
definitely
protect
lactation
breastfeeding?
Porn.
Right. Why protect breastfeeding then? Because, again, if the idea is to not titillate somebody who might be the observer in this particular case, then shouldn't any form of exposure of breasts be prohibited?
Well, that's not the idea. It's just to regulate people.
Free the Nipple, an association of, they say Colorado residents, but it's actually
worldwide.
Free the Nipple advocates for gender equality. Its founder, Brittany Hoagland, and member Samantha Six filed a preliminary injunction on May 31st of last year, which sparked this case. There's more, plus your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I want to know if there's somebody out there who wants to take on the position that nipples should be banned, that there should be a prohibition.
I'm sure somebody believes that, and I would also love them to call in 855-450-FREE. And we are big supporters of Bitcoin on this show. And, well, we think that you should go to Bitcoin.com because it's the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. You want to buy Bitcoin? You can find where to do it there at Bitcoin.com. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Their forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the people at Bitcoin.com. That's why that site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. And you can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more about Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. Back to the story from the Denver Post from late February, but again, it just came across my desk earlier today, where a couple of women associated with Free the Nipple filed a lawsuit against an ordinance in Fort Collins, Colorado. Federal district judge put in a hold and says, nope, Fort Collins, you cannot enforce this order. In his decision, the judge, Judge Jackson, ruled against the city's claims that the law maintained public order and protected children. He also ruled against their contention that the order did not discriminate because male and female breasts are different. Therefore, it does not raise an equal protection issue.
The idea that it maintains public order, I would have loved to have heard the argument on, you know, the prosecutor's point on that.
Well, you see, Ian, if we allow a woman to expose her nipple, then men will get rapey.
They'll just start raping.
And we have to, you know, make sure that that doesn't happen, so public order.
So what would happen is infants would get really aggressive. My nephew, Ryder, I can remember when he was about 10, 11 months old, he wasn't quite a year yet, I had him with me, and his parents were gone. I was watching him, and one of my friends came over, and she had, you know, pretty good-sized breasts, and when she walked around the corner, he got really excited. I mean, he was just like, all like trying to climb out of my arms, and, you know, and but he was hungry, and I was feeding him a bottle, and he didn't want the bottle. He was like not interested in the bottle. He was all interested in her. We thought it was pretty hilarious. But
I can't blame him.
The infants would get aggressive if they were to see, you know, strange nipples in public.
The primary difference, this from the article at the Denver Post, the primary difference between male and female breast is the ability to breastfeed. Beyond that, an expert testified in court that breasts are similarly situated. Mm-hmm. The court noted physical differences, but said that was not enough to warrant different treatment from the government. And I want to pause from the article here. There was an audiobook that I was listening to recently called The Sports Gene. And they were talking about, you know, trying to find, is there something in the genome that makes one person an athlete and one person not an athlete?
Huh.
And there was a chapter titled, Why Men Have Nipples. And they were discussing some of the genetic anomalies, if you will. There was one athlete in particular from the 1970s and 1980s. I forget the name. But she was what is classified as a 46XY female, meaning that, you know, genetically she has an X and a Y, yeah, which according to the people that say, well, there's XX and XY, and if you've got the Y, then you're a man. Well, there was some kind of thing in her genes that blocked the testosterone from actually doing what testosterone does.
Huh.
She did not have male parts in the bikini region. She developed as a woman. She always thought she was a woman until she was forced to take some kind of DNA test because somebody said, she has an unfair advantage. Look at that jawline. That's a man. And she took this DNA test, and it came back, you've got XY, and it took her many, many years to be able to wind up convincing the world that, in fact, she did not have a biological advantage over the other women because she did not have the higher testosterone level, and several years later, she wound up, you know, winning some kind of ruling with the International Track Federation that, yep, she actually is a woman. All of her wins were legit.
Wow.
But she was basically, you know, discredited worldwide because of an advantage that she didn't even know she had. Because she had a Y chromosome. And then they were talking about some other athletes that have, you know, other genetic anomalies, somebody with two X's that wound up, you know, living as a man, didn't realize that, you know, was actually not a man. So there are genetic anomalies to where somebody that has an XY grows a pair of breasts. Somebody with two X's does not grow breasts.
Yeah, and this came down to, there was a really interesting trial here in New Hampshire. There was a similar situation. It's actually happened a couple times. And one of the trials, the judge ruled in favor of the ladies. In the other trial, the same judge, ruled in favor of the city. And I can get into why that was. But what was interesting about it was the attorney for the ladies in this case, he really, I thought, made a killer argument, which was, you know, how do you really know that this person, officer, that you believe is a female, is actually a female? I mean, she's got long hair. She's got breasts. She's, you know, looks like a female. But what if she's packing, you know, penis?
Right.
Are you going to, you know, in order to determine whether or not she's a female, you would have to inspect genitalia. And, of course, as you pointed out, maybe that wouldn't even prove it. But
correct.
But ultimately, that would be an incredible violation of somebody's privacy and would be very hard to make an argument that
right.
the police should be able to just pull down somebody's drawers or peek in on the beach just to see if somebody's got a penis in it.
If the porn star Buck Angel were walking around, and I know this is a name you've heard before.
I know, but do a
Google search at your leisure.
It's an adult. Not safe for work. Not safe for work.
Yes. Adult film star was born a female, still has female genitalia, but looks otherwise like a bulky man.
Yeah, like a butch biker, bald-headed.
So, if Buck Angel were walking around downtown without a shirt, is that a man's nipple or is that a female's nipple?
Yeah.
We'll get back to the phones momentarily. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? Free the nipple, enslave the nipple, make sure that no skin is visible at all because somebody might have a fingernail fetish? Where does it stop? This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about freeing the nipple, or at least allowing women to free it if they want to. Not enslaving the nipple, not arresting women, charging them with some kind of crime, fining them $2,650, or incarcerating them for 180 days, which is what the city council in Fort Collins, Colorado, wanted to do. Luckily, a judge has told them, you're not allowed to do that. We'll get back into the article and, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome in studio. It's Daryl,
Jay,
and Ian.
And let's go to Marty calling in from Madison, Wisconsin. Marty, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks, guys. In the interest of complete disclosure, you need to know that my tongue is firmly planted in my cheek. So from liberal Madison, I would just like to oppose all nipple exposure. Here in the upper Midwest, we're still getting frost. And if men and women are allowed to just walk around with their nipples exposed, the safety factor of getting eyes poked out is extreme. You just cannot allow it on a safe, from a safety basis. There would be blind people stumbling into each other, and inadvertently nipples would touch, and eyes would be poked out, and it would just be a catastrophe. So
somebody might scratch some glass as they're doing some window shopping.
Yeah, it's horrendous. I can think of nothing now. Even all thoughts of Donald Trump have fled my mind. Now thinking that nipples might be out there in public. But thanks a lot, guys, for the show.
And also, hold on, but before you go, you're in Wisconsin, and, well, you know, if I know anything about Wisconsin, I've learned it from the mascots of the Green Bay Packers, the Cheeseheads. So I know that there's a lot of cows in Wisconsin. So if we ban exposure of nipples, then everybody has to hide their cows.
Well, yeah, there's just talk in the papers today about a new dairy expanding from 1,700 head to 6,000. We're talking about 24,000 nipples in one location.
That would make a man go crazy.
That's a lot of nipples.
All right, guys. On to the next caller. Bye.
Marty, thanks for the call. And unfortunately, the next caller has dropped off the line.
That's all right.
We'll get back into the article.
I've actually, you know, when you want it, I've got some quotes from the judge.
Okay. Go ahead. Hit me with a quote from the judge.
So, according to Westword.com, this is actually an updated story. I'm just going to pull some excerpts from this. But the update on this, because yours is from February, this is from late
Correct.
March, apparently Fort Collins is going to appeal this case.
All right.
And they one attorney is estimating that it is likely going to cost the city of Fort Collins $250,000 taxpayer dollars to move forward with this ridiculous case where they're trying to defend their obviously unconstitutional and illegal discriminatory ordinance that prohibits women from being...
I totally believe that. I was told that I cost the town of Palmer somewhere around $600,000 in legal fees for them defending actions I brought against them.
Yep. So they looks like they're going to fight it all the way to the mat here. Anyway, quote, this is an excerpt from the judge's decision. Throughout this case, Fort Collins has repeatedly pointed out that it is far from unique in enacting laws that criminalize females. See, these other guys do it. That's one of their defenses.
Right.
And only females who appear topless in public. And then after adding references to similar ordinances in Lincoln, Nebraska, Albuquerque, New Mexico, the judge noted the city's argument that, quote, striking down the law would upset many Fort Collins residents. His response, quote, unfortunately, our history is littered with many forms of discrimination, including discrimination against women. As the barriers have come down one by one, some people were made uncomfortable. In our system, however, the Constitution prevails over popular sentiment. Now, that's a nice idea. We'd like to see it more consistently enforced, but the judge is right about this. You don't have a right to not be offended.
Correct.
Whether it's by a woman being topless as she walks down the street, or whether it's by somebody with an offensive phrase on a T-shirt, for instance, if this is one of sort of the issues with having public property in general, is that there's a darn good chance somebody you don't like is going to be on that very same public property with you, and you have to share that same space. Now, a libertarian would say, well, we don't need to have public property. We should have all private property, and then these problems would be solved, because then somebody who has private property could set rules as to whether or not to allow people to be topless, or whether or not to allow offensive T-shirts, or offensive hairstyles, or leggings, or, you know, whatever. But we don't have that. So we have public property in a lot of places, and that means that it should be freedom as much as possible.
Right. And I'm just going to, and I don't want to get too far off on a tangent about the private property thing, but some of the advocates for, well, private property owners should be able to do whatever they want on private property, they would defend placing landmines randomly in their private property, putting up a very small sign that says there may or may not be a landmine here, and then some kid just stumbles into the yard, gets blown up by it. Well, they were trespassing, and private property means that you get to put landmines. You sit in somebody's car, they could put a spike on the dashboard, and private property. So some of the advocates for private property as the end-all be-all wind up not really supporting the idea of, human liberty. And I'm not saying that that's where you're going on that. That's why I said I don't want to, go too far off on a tangent. I just want to point out that, some people look at private property as the end-all be-all of, you step on my property and murder.
Yeah, well, what is that? That's a discussion about proportionality, right? To the idea being that some people believe they can just take it to the max as far as defending their property. The classic example of killing the little girl who's stomping on the daisies out in front of some old man's house. Most of us who are sane would see that the worst that you could do to somebody who is stomping on the daisies would be to physically remove them from that property.
Right. This is where tolerance has to come in to the libertarian movement and understand that, the libertarian and freedom-minded people are going to have to be tolerant of other people who, might trespass on our rights just a little bit.
And this is one of the reasons, human beings have this thing called common sense, or at least most of us do, and I hope that all of us would. Common sense is my primary objection to smart contracts. Because let's just say
what is a smart contract?
Smart contract is the concept of something is written. We have a contract. Something's written into computer code, and if I don't fulfill my end of the contract, then X automatically happens. So let's say
this Ethereum, this
Ethereum is one of them. Yeah. They want to do smart contracts.
The first big one didn't work out real well. The DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization or whatever it was called, where somebody basically jacked millions of dollars worth of Ethereum out of the system.
Let's say that you and I, Ian, make a smart contract of I borrowed $200. I'll pay you back on May 1st by noon.
Mm-hmm.
May 1st at 11:45, I say, hey, Ian, I'm running late. There's a traffic jam. Something happened. I'm not going to get there at noon. You, being a logical person, said, all right, I know you'll be a few minutes late. Get here when you get here. Smart contract says, nope, Daryl didn't pay by noon, so therefore, whatever was supposed to have happened winds up happening.
Well, there must be some way. I mean, there's probably...
Nope, smart contract.
No, you can't. You can't change.
Ian can't lie to it.
Well, I would have to be able to automatically right then get in and do something, but I'm nowhere near a computer.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yep. Smart contracts are a bad idea.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's the number you can call in with your calls and thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about allowing the nipple to be free. And that's because...
The female nipple.
Well,
yeah,
all
the male nipple's already free.
Mostly.
Most places, yeah.
Mostly. Yes, specifically the female nipple, or what might be accused of being a female nipple. That's because there was a recent federal court ruling out of Fort Collins, Colorado, that we just became aware of, and you know, this is something that we've been following basically across the country. There have been a couple of cases in New Hampshire, cases elsewhere that I do remember having spoken about, and we'll get back into this. But, Ian, tell us about the most amazing pillow that I've ever used, the most amazing that you've ever used, and now Jazzy the Studio Beast has one?
She sure does, although right now there's a kitty who has taken it over.
Yes,
so.
Mr. Kitty.
MyPillow.com is where you can go to get MyPillow, but you need to use code FTL to save 50%, although that only saves you 30% on the pet pillow, just so you know. But anyway, you save half on the regular people pillow, and it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I was just enjoying mine moments before the show.
So what are the options for the pet pillows?
Different sizes.
Because
colors.
I know with the human pillow, there's the different size. That's how you make sure that you get the pillow that's right for you. So I didn't know if they had, cat, dog, or if it was, various sizes.
Different sizes,
How
colors.
Large is the dog?
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it. And they've got some other stuff, too. You can go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get yourself the discount. And the best part about this, especially when it comes to pets, especially an older pet like Jazzy, is that it's washable. So, you know, if she makes a mess on it accidentally, which she's pretty good about not doing. But over time, as yes. the dog gets older, it's more likely to be an incontinent. And, you know, you can just put this in the washer and the dryer. It's designed for that.
And then it's usable.
Exactly. So it's incredible. MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your discount. And for some reason, if you don't like it, within the first 60 days, you can send it back, and they will send you your purchase price back to you. Plus, it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. So they really do stand behind their product. MyPillow.com, use code FTL.
U.S. District Court Judge R. Brooke Jackson is the judge that presided over this case. He says that the mere sight of a female breast does not endanger children. That was one of the arguments by the city of Fort Collins.
It doesn't cause rape?
That we have to ban the exposure of a female breast to maintain public order and protect children. He says it doesn't endanger children due to breastfeeding. And actually, that's one of the things that is allowed by the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it's one of the first things that a child sees. Additionally, a child of any age might see a woman's breast while she is breastfeeding, again, which is allowed by the ordinance, but no one has suggested that they are harmed by the experience.
How hilarious would this have been, sitting in a courtroom in the audience and listening to oral arguments? I would just, like, bust out laughing as soon as they started to, like, bring up the argument. Well, they're dangerous to children.
Oh, well, if you would like to watch a hilarious Free the Nipple trial, I happened to record one of them in Laconia District Court a couple years ago. So if you search for a Free Keen YouTube channel for probably nipple.
I'll see if I can find it during the top of the hour news and post it up on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty entertaining because they get into that issue that I was talking about earlier of, well, how do you really know that this person is a female? Because one of the women who was part of the protest, the Free the Nipple protest out there on the beach, she is a trans female. So she was born a female, but she, you know, believes that she should be a man. She's pre-op, so she hasn't, you know, changed genitalia yet. But, you know, the things get murky.
And, you know, breasts are not genitalia.
Yeah, that's true. You can't use them to reproduce.
The judge continues. He says, it seems then that children do not need to be protected from the naked female breast itself, but from the negative societal norms, expectations, and stereotypes associated with it. He says a law that allows women to show their breasts in public would not have a significant negative impact on the public. Quote, frankly, even if this ordinance were not on the books, I doubt that women would be regularly walking around through downtown Fort Collins with their breasts exposed or parading in front of elementary schools or swimming topless in the public pool, as defendants cautioned during the hearing.
Even if they did, you know, I don't believe that there would be any kind of serious controversy over it. Yes, some people would get upset. Some prudish people would be upset about it. But if it continued, if people continue to be seen regularly topless in downtown Fort Collins, it would become a normal thing. And that's ultimately what I think some of these people are afraid of. They want to continue to have the breast be this mysterious thing that needs to be hidden. And
right. And again, as he pointed out, you know, it's the societal norms, expectations, and stereotypes that are damaging to children.
That's right.
Not the breast.
I wonder if owners of strip clubs, topless bars, you know, lobby, you know, to have there be these ordinances. I mean,
yeah.
I just always think,
that's,
I mean, it's
got
to come back to the money. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, where's the money trail? Who's this going to benefit? Well, why would, you know, there's psychopaths in government who want to control people. But generally, you know, the purpose of government is to, you know, provide protectionism for those who have existing government permission slips. So that's just kind of what I was thinking.
Hmm. And speaking of strip clubs, I just noticed one of my friends from Louisiana shared a news article that apparently some busybody legislator is once again trying to increase the age in which someone is allowed to work in a strip club.
Ugh.
increase it from 18 to 21. Meanwhile, there's another piece of legislation in Louisiana to lower the drinking age from 21 to 18.
Okay. All right.
That'd be hilarious if they both passed, huh?
The city, by the way, according to, I'm looking at the judge's order here, 12-page order in the case, the city could have looked for the evidence of all this supposed, you know, anarchy that would happen if women were topless on the streets. He says here that both Denver and Boulder, Colorado, for example, have laws that permit what the plaintiffs seek, as do many other jurisdictions within Colorado and around the country. Presumably, these places have experiences and evidence to share, but during the hearing, representatives of Fort Collins admitted they had made no effort to contact either of these neighboring cities or any other jurisdiction to see what their experiences have been.
This sounds like when the city of Concord requested a ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck and said that they had daily challenges from Occupy Free Staters and Sovereign Citizens, but yet when asked for documentation on those daily challenges, said, we have no documents relative to your request.
Yeah.
I was in Boulder and Denver quite a bit the past couple of years, and in public I never ever saw a woman's nipple. Yeah. I never saw anyone topless. There was a couple parties I went to, there were some topless women, but nobody was offended.
Yeah, I'm never offended by seeing a female nipple. The judge continues, as with many other legal behaviors, common sense and sensitivity to the feelings of others tells us that there is a time and a place. It seems to me that the primary focus here is the equal right of women to expose their breast in public, not necessarily a plan to make it everyday, everywhere routine. He recognized that his decision to strike down the law would upset many residents of Fort Collins, although he said stopping women from showing their breasts may be a significant issue of personal morality. He ruled that those concerns were outweighed by the constitutional rights of others. Quote, unfortunately, our history is littered with many forms of discrimination, including discrimination against women. As the barriers have come down one by one, some people were made uncomfortable.
Yep.
In our system, however, the Constitution prevails over popular sentiment. And speaking of discrimination, let's go to the phone. We've got Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Tummy's on topic.
Kind of.
All right.
You know, this is Wolfman, right?
Wolfman?
Happy Easter. This is yeah, Wolfman.
Like Wolfman Jack?
He calls me Wolfman.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you know.
What are your thoughts on nipples,
Ralph? Facial hair.
I want to talk about Rachel Dolezal and this idea of trans.
No, you've talked about her numerous times previously. What are your thoughts on nipples?
Well, yeah, Ralph, you can't keep calling about the same thing over and over again.
Do you like nipples? Ralph, do you like nipples, yes or no?
Well, everybody has a nipple. You have one.
But do you like them? Ralph, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.